Vic Bet faces stiff fine in Australia for customer safety breaches. The Victorian Gambling and Casino Control Commission, VGCCC, has fined online bookmaker Vic Bet $130,000 for breaching its customer care obligations twice. The Australian sportsbook was penalized after an investigation revealed that it had failed to comply with its licensing conditions. The first violation involved offering bonus credit to a user who had requested account closure, and the second was sending promotional materials to self-excluded customers. In the first case, Vic Bet gave a $1,800 bonus bet to a customer who had submitted a request to close their betting account in September 2022. The patron accepted and subsequently received the bonus cash. Under the law, bookmakers are prohibited from offering incentives, such as credits, vouchers, or rewards, to persuade account holders to keep their accounts open after requesting closure. As such, Vic Bet was fined $50,000 for this infraction. Violation of self-exclusion rules. The company's second breach occurred when it sent repeated gambling promotions to a customer who had voluntarily self-excluded from the platform in March 2020. The Victorian Bookmakers Association Code of Conduct prohibits sending promotional materials or correspondence to self-excluded customers. As a result, Vic Bet received an additional $80,000 fine. Quote, "Breaches can have serious consequences, not only in terms of punitive actions against the companies we catch out, but for people whose lives are affected by this behavior. It is an egregious betrayal of trust, for example, to continue to send marketing materials to a person who has self-excluded from a gambling venue or closed a betting account. On these occasions, Vic Bet failed to live up to both its legal and social licenses to operate, which include minimizing the risk of harm to customers." Annette Kimmett, VGCCC CEO. Before the penalties were determined, Vic Bet was invited to provide reasons why disciplinary action should not be taken, and submissions from their legal representative were reviewed.